Exercise 33, page 124.
Now, welcome to You and Your Health. Today on our show, we have the famous cardiologist, Dr. Shaw. He is here to give us some advice about how to keep our hearts in good condition. Thanks for taking the time to come on our show, Dr. Shaw. A lot of our listeners have written in with questions and concerns regarding their health and the health of their loved ones. First of all, maybe you could explain to us why the numbers of people suffering from heart attacks seem to be on the increase these days.
Well, I think the answer to that is, unfortunately, our modern lifestyle.
Could you be a little more specific, please, Doctor?
Yes, of course. What I mean is that we live in a fast-paced, demanding world today. We all seem to be in a terrible hurry, under a lot of stress, with less and less time to relax and take care of our health. For example, how many times have you been too busy to eat a proper meal and so end up eating some unhealthy takeout food full of salt, fat, preservatives, and colorings? Most people underestimate the importance of a healthy diet. We all know that we should eat more fresh fruit and vegetables, but when we're busy, we tend to forget and go for something quick, convenient, and filling, which is often quite unhealthy.
So what you're telling us is that if we all make an effort to eat healthier food, we are less likely to suffer from heart problems.
Of course, a healthier diet is going to help. However, diet alone is not enough to guarantee a healthy heart. Exercise is also important. We should all make sure we get a regular, moderate amount of daily exercise.
You mean we should all join a gym or buy exercise machines?
Only if you have the time and the money. If not, just spend 30 minutes a day doing a physical activity, such as walking, cycling, gardening, or even dancing. You will be helping your heart as well as strengthening your muscles and increasing your lung capacity. Which brings me to another important lifestyle change that is quite hard for a lot of people to make. And that, of course, is to try and cut down on caffeine and nicotine. In fact, if I had to describe a potential heart attack victim, it would be a man in his 50s, with a stressful job and a family to support, who drinks a lot of coffee, smokes cigarettes, doesn't eat proper, balanced meals, and gets very little physical exercise.
Well, thanks, Dr. Shaw. You have certainly given us a lot to think about. We are now going to open up the phone lines and allow our listeners the chance to ask their questions of our prestigious guest.